Welcome back to another episode of Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries. As we always say, please know that this will be the one place where you can always ask the tough questions about God, Messiah, and the spiritual issues of life. We might not always know the answer, but we will explore it together until we discover the truth. Are you amazed? I am. That we are already doing another podcast so soon? Honestly, I am. As the president director of Tzedakah Ministries, it is sometimes hard to find time to include the podcast into the schedule. But I truly believe that these podcasts are too important to not find time. And since we have now moved into our ministry office space, I hope we can find that time to schedule a weekly and or bi-weekly podcast of Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries. I will try. I promise. I will try. Several years ago, and this is the theme of today, when I was teaching speech communication at a small Baptist college, I had my students debate a topic that is still somewhat infamous with them. They were expecting something like abortion, right or wrong. Nope. I wanted to push them farther than they had ever gone in their walk with God. And so here was the debate topic that I gave them. Resolved, the pursuit of truth takes precedence over all other moral values. They were flummoxed for a while, to say the least. They had to retreat into themselves, which is what I wanted them to do, to decide if there were other values that they saw as greater than truth. They had to question among themselves if truth was it. They had to question, they even asked me if I wanted to capitalize the word truth for them to make the topic easier. I was not known as the professor who made things easier, by the way. And so I told them no. They had to decide that for themselves, regardless of whether they were on the affirmative or the negative of the topic. They also had to decide if truth was absolute, subjective, or personal. It was amazing as a professor to watch them chew over the topic, and I was proud of them as they pushed themselves past the surface issues to engage topics like Calvinism, absolutism, God, evil, etc., etc. And I want to say, and if they end up listening to this podcast, they all did a really good job. However, that topic is still a topic worth talking about. We still have to debate the topic of what is truth today? Is truth knowable? Is truth absolute? Subjective, personal? What is truth, and can it be defined? Can it be defined outside of religion, faith, God? Can it even be achieved in our gray world? Here are some of my thoughts, and I hope you will consider them as well and challenge me if you think I am wrong. You can challenge me at info@tzedakahministries.org. info@tzedakahministries.org. And I'll include the link for our email on our show notes. But let's get back to the topic. First, what is truth and is it knowable? Is it absolute? Is it subjective? And or is it personal? Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, during the recent Kavanaugh Ford hearings, kept using the phrase in regards to Dr. Blasey Ford's testimony that she was speaking your truth, quotation marks, quote, your truth, close quote, to the world. This phrase hit me as somewhat uncomfortable, and not because I did or did not believe her, because that is absolutely not the case. It was because the idea that people could have individual truth, that's what kind of struck me odd. Because that does that make the definition of truth undefinable or untrustworthy or a lie? Could a murderer have a truth as well as a saint? Could a pedophile have a truth as well as Mother Teresa? How do we define truth if everyone has a your truth? So I came up with a definition. And this is my definition. I know I'm kind of being sarcastic and sardonic, and mine alone. Truth is the concept that there are facts, beliefs, and ideas that are known to be reliable and are real as far as we can ascertain with our finite mind, while recognizing that even within the concept of reliability, that a certain amount of faith is required. And let me repeat that, and I'll put this in the show notes as well. Truth is the concept that there are facts, beliefs, ideas that are known to be reliable and or real as far as we can ascertain with our finite mind, while recognizing that even within the concept of reliability, that a certain amount of faith is required. Yeah, I know that definition is a little more detailed than Webster's, but it's far more succinct than the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy's link that you might find on the internet. For truth, much like anything in life, requires a certain amount of faith, because we are finite and not infinite beings. And that is the key to the question of what is truth. We are not infinite, but we need to ask ourselves, is there someone out there who is infinite and who can provide to us an absolute and knowable truth, even if we, because we are finite, have to take that truth on faith? I believe so. And that is why I have a personal relationship with Messiah Jesus. Jesus said about himself in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except by me. I recognize there is a ton of information in this verse, but I want to, for now, to concentrate on the word truth. If I believe, because of the reliability that Jesus has provided into my life, that he is who he says he is, then I need to reliably believe that he is truth as well. Therefore, there is absolute truth, and it is not my absolute truth, but his. It is therefore not allowed to be evaluated as subjective and personal by my finite being, because he is infinite and I'm not. The conundrum, because this world is a big conundrum, is that we struggle to not allow our subjectivity on issues to be mixed with his absoluteness. this is tough. As we who believe in Jesus serve a black and white king of the universe, but we are fallen and live in a gray world. By the way, that's why Jesus came. That's why he lived. That's why he died. That's why he rose again. To deal with all of this for us. That's what we as believers in him believe. So how do we find truth? First, not by trying to bring Jesus down to our grayness, because that's easy and that's shallow. The Messiah of the world is not subject to our fickle subjective morality, but neither is he a legalistic overlord who worries about the length of a man's hair or whether a woman has tattoos or not. Second, we need to read his legacy, the Word of God, Scripture, the Torah, the New Testament, all of it, for what it is and not for what we want it to be, either legalistically or liberally. This is tough and it requires a great deal of self-discipline. Something that is in short supply these days. Third, and this is for those of us who believe in Jesus as Messiah, show the world that there is a balance of grace and justice in truth. People on both sides of the Christian spectrum tend to overcompensate on the side that we prefer. Truth is a balance of mercy and justice. Truth is a balance of justice and mercy, of black and white, of white and black. Wow, this was a tougher subject to talk about than when it first popped into my mind. I don't know how I handled it. How did I handle it? How much did you agree and or disagree with me? If you want to engage more with us, which means argue, do it. I could be wrong. This is why we have established the website exploremessiah.com. For those who are searching and those who are curious, you can also be a part of our Cafe Kahila social media group. Check it out. Consider the questions. Post on it. Engage with us. We're not afraid of your questions. We like your questions because that's how we all discover truth. Well, we've reached the end of another episode of Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries. If you would like to ask a question that we might feature on a future episode, email us at info@sadakaministries.org. And please know that this will be the one place where you can always ask the tough questions about God, Messiah, and the spiritual issues of life. We might not always know the answer, but we will explore it together until we discover, gotta say it one more time, the truth. Shalom.